Hello and welcome to my podcast, where today I will be interviewing my cousin Peter, who frequently goes around the world at least once a year to do different service projects.
Testing.
Okay, so I'm here with my cousin Peter, who's up in northern Texas, and I'm going to just do this little interview. Peter, would you like to say hi or anything? Okay, so what was it like growing up in your household?
Well, money was never really a problem, so like we didn't have any like worries really.
Okay.
But my parents were always gone on their like missions to like these third world countries and stuff.
Okay, so basically what you do is you go around at least once a year. And you go to different countries, and you do service projects. So you'd say your parents started this?
Yeah, they were going on it since before I was born, and then they started taking me when I was like 14.
Okay. Is your household like a religious one? And were your parents religious? Was that like?
Yes, they are. They're Christian.
Christian? Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you say inspired you to start doing the service projects? Like, was it your parents or what?
I mean, it was my parents, but also it was just my church. Like, very, like, just a good faith in God.
So you would say that you decided to do it on your own then?
Yeah, my parents offered it, but I wanted to do it.
Okay.
It was my decision.
Right. So what would you say was your favorite country to go to and, like, do work with?
Probably Haiti.
Haiti?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your least favorite country if you had one?
I don't like to, like, think of the name on these kinds of things. I'm going to choose an answer.
The which?
What?
Could you repeat yourself?
So I choose to not focus on the negative, so I'm going to choose not to answer that question.
Oh, you choose to not focus on the negative. Okay, that's actually a good answer. That's a good answer. So why did you choose Haiti of all countries?
So when I was little, I went there, and I just felt a connection with them since I was little, you know?
Okay, so you went there when you were little, and you, like, I guess felt inspired, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say? Okay. Okay, I mean, that makes sense. Do you have any fond memories of, like, the people? Did you meet anybody there that, like, resonated with you?
I'm blanking on their names, but mostly everyone there just had a great spirit about, like, it was very inspiring to see people so lighthearted about things, living so little.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you think. Are our problems really that important?
Right, because I feel like there's a lot of unhappy people in America, whereas I've seen much happier people in, like, poorer countries because they just have, like, better spirits, I guess.
Absolutely. I'll tell you that. It's absolutely right, first day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been there.
Yeah. Would you say the people were, like, I mean, I'm sure you'd say that people were grateful for your help, but did you ever have any people that were a little more, like, unaccepting of, like, foreigners? Or?
A few people, but I feel like that was less of, like, them being unaccepting and more of them just being scared of, like, of who we are, because they didn't really know who we were.
Right, I mean, I'm sure it's, like,
but over time, everybody just came very accustomed to us, and everybody was very happy in lots of places we want to.
Okay, that makes sense. So how often would you say you do these projects? Isn't it like about once a year?
At least once a year. We try to do it every month.
Sometimes more?
Sometimes. Like this year, we're already on. We're planning to go twice this summer.
Okay. So when you're here home in Texas, what kind of service do you do?
Well, I do as much as I can. I sign myself up for just community service whenever I can. And My favorite thing to do is like for the community as well as for the elderly homes and just talking to people because they just really need somebody to talk to.
Right. Do you ever go to like the food bank or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I do. That's one of my more favorite things to do.
I see. Do your service projects ever interfere with school, or do you always like make sure to work it into your schedule?
Well, obviously, school. I try to make school come first, but I also like I try to balance it out the most.
Okay, I see what you mean.
That's my abilities.
So you basically just kind of like work it into your schedule, like spring breaks, summers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, weekends, things like that.
So when you travel, do you typically fly, or do you ever, like, take a boat, or, like, drive?
Well, when we go to, like, Central America, we try to drive, but, we've only really done that once, and it took a very, very long time. So, most of the time, you know, we do fly.
Okay.
Sometimes when we're in another continent, we take, like a boat down in a river or something.
Okay. So, in general, I'm going to get to some more general questions. Would you recommend that more people do what you do?
Absolutely. It gives you a better view on life and basically, like, makes you a happier person.
Okay. So, does the service itself or the feeling you get after it motivate you to do it?
Both, really. Both are great.
Okay. Do you gain anything other than just recognition and like gratitude for these projects?
Well, I get service hours.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Your school requires those.
I'm gonna need money.
Right. I didn't think you would. No.
And it just does.
Okay.
But I think they do. I really don't know.
So, hypothetically, if I was to start doing this, how would I go about doing what you do, and, like, how would I start?
I don't know too much about how we do it. You could ask my parents, but...
Are they there with you? No?
No.
I mean, you told me before the podcast you were currently house-sitting for them. Because they were away for a little bit. Yeah.
Well, they're back now. They're asleep.
I don't want to wake them up. That's fine. So, how could I make a change through service in Houston?
Well, I mean, Houston's definitely a very, very large city. I mean, I go there pretty frequently, but you can definitely, like, it's such a big city. There's so many things to do. There's so many, like, there's just so much to do, you know?
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, it's such a big city. There's a large homeless problem there.
Oh, definitely.
There's a lot of people in need that definitely...
I see it all the time.
There's a very large need for people like you who would want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, why do you think I should do more to serve others?
Well, I mean, I feel like everybody should just out of the, like, because I feel like it's our duty.
Yeah, that was a bit of a...
Like, it's our God. It's our God-given duty. Yeah, but also, you should just do it because it helps you grow as a human being.
Right.
And, like, when I started, I was very self-entitled. I felt like I saw a lot of problems with my life, and I was really bratty about them. And it's just over the years, I've definitely become more grateful for the things I have.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
And happy.
Yeah, I know that's a kind of a hard to unpack question, but that's, yeah. Okay, I understand what you're saying. All right, so to wrap it up, basically, I'd like to ask, Would you say the world is a better place with people like you around?
I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I say yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, quite frankly, I think it is.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, well, I'd say that about wraps it up. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Of course, thank you.
Yeah, man. All right, Cousin P, I'll talk to you later. And this wraps up the podcast. Yeah.